Inner Talk Podcast. We'll know topic is off limits. Now here's your host, Mind Daddy, and Void a Soul. Thank you for coming to the Inner Podcast. Boom, talk, boom.
In 3, 2, 1, here we go. Boom, shalak, boom. Dr. Susan Harrison in the house.
Woo! Yeah.
Back. This is like your third?
Yeah, I think so.
Third time.
I don't know, 10th maybe?
You wish. You wish.
Oh, I do.
How you been? It's been a hot minute since we've chatted.
I know. I'm doing well. I guess. I feel like I'm always doing well because no matter what's happening around me, I have a good perspective. You know, I'll brag on that about myself, you know.
Well, that's like your expertise, right? Like being a super positive, tricking your brain into making you feel like you're happier when you're not.
No.
Is that a good way to put it?
No. No, not really. Kind of. But it's just, it's really perspective. It's like, yeah, you know, right now I don't have that much money. So that's okay, though. I mean, look at all these other cool things I have going on. I'm sitting here talking to you, you know? I mean, I have really good things going on, but just because one aspect isn't great. And I think a lot of times that's what happens is people get caught up in this one aspect of their life that's not great. And so now everything's horrible. It colors everything. And I just don't let that happen. So I think that is, but it took a little practice. It took some work. And, but whenever I got there, I'm like, I'm never leaving this. Once I realized what I had, I'm like, uh-uh. And I just live this way.
Did you have a lot of, were you more of like a negative mind thinker, if you per se, when you were before this enlightenment?
Yeah. So I was really positive for most of my life.
Okay.
And then I was involved with someone that was very negative, and I thought my positivity is going to rub off on him, and it absolutely does not work, and you know that.
Yeah, that's what Winnie the Pooh tries to do with Eeyore. Doesn't happen.
Not yet.
Thanks
right?
for noticing.
Pooh hasn't given up.
Right.
So one day I got a phone call from an old friend of mine, and he's like, Susan, you sound so negative. Like, this isn't you. And I instantly got defensive because that's what negative people do. And I got defensive about it. And I'm like, no, I'm the same, blah, blah, blah. But then I couldn't stop thinking about his words. They were haunting me. And I just started really thinking about what I was thinking about. And I started to be more critical, but just more open about realizing, okay, oh my gosh, I was just being negative there. I was just gossiping. I was just whatever. And it had this effect on me. And so I just started changing my thoughts. Whenever I would have a thought like that, I would be like, stop it. No, stop it. And I would just stop doing that. And then granted, the thought would come back in. I'm like, no, 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 no. And then another big change for me at the same time was I didn't say those negative things anymore. So if something came to my mind about, oh, I'm just so tired, I wouldn't say it.
Okay.
And I did this for a few weeks where because saying you're tired is not overly negative. It's just I had to make a clean slate and wipe out everything negative. And so that's what I did. And then I could slowly start to bring in some normal stuff. But it just completely changed my life. And then once that happened, I was like, I'm never going back. In fact, I'm going to start teaching people how to do this. And that's kind of what launched my second career, if you will.
How did you learn how to do it in the first place?
It was only becoming aware. And awareness, no matter what I'm teaching, whether it's customer service or communication skills or whatever, I'm always talking about awareness, being aware. And so being aware internally of what I was processing and going through and how I saw things changed everything. And nobody taught me. I was just, that friend of mine who said that to me woke me up.
That's it?
Yeah. It woke me up. And I didn't want to live that way because I had always been called positive. Like, you're the most positive person I know. And I had always known I was very positive. I was, still was very upbeat.
This one of those annoying upbeat people, huh?
Well, yeah, but hopefully not Pollyanna upbeat. But yeah, I can be like that, I'm sure. Because I'm just so excited. Like, I love life. I just am so happy. I know you are. You don't know. You're the same. So is Charles. But anyway, but yeah. In fact, I talked to my friend. Oh, I don't know. This was maybe 4 years ago, and since, and I
PC
said,
as we call it, pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. I'm not PC, but but I said, you really changed my life with that. And he goes, I don't remember that at all.
Of course.
I don't remember that at all. Right?
Isn't that funny how one thing someone can say can really just affect and drastically change your life? And it's just a flippant thing that they just said that they don't remember at all.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think if I hadn't have been super positive before, then it wouldn't have hurt me so much to know that I had changed. And that's the thing that really bothered me. I didn't want to be a negative person, you know? And so I think that's why I didn't need much. I just needed that little push.
I try, but boy, I can get negative. I can get super, and especially, I don't know, I just got some stuff going on, and I'll get super, like, I hate my job. I hate it. And my job, I just got screwed at work this weekend. I'm about to lose 25% of my pay and have to work an extra day every 2 weeks. So I'm going to lose one of my days off. So I've just been I already go into work hating it because it's already a job I hate. It's really hard to do. I already thought I was underpaid. Now I'm getting way, it's just, so I can't even imagine what I'm going to be doing, dealing with now with my negative emotions. It's just like, you know, I already fight depression as it is, and I've been doing a pretty good job with that, but I can just see it now. I'm like, fuck, this is all weekend, it's been stressing me out and giving me anxiety, and just like, how am I gonna deal with these next six, or who knows how long, at least 6 months or more.
Well, so
what do I do?
Well, okay,
how do I trick my
the
dumb
doctor
brain?
Is in no
how about like a lobotomy, you know, there's that, did you ever see Office Space and he goes in the hypnotherapist and goes, what is it? Can you, what was it that he wished for? Oh, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. But he goes in there and he gets, every day you see me, his therapist or whatever, he goes, every day you see me is the worst day of my life. Every day. And he goes, like, can you like hypnotize me or something? Make me think of like when I get home from work. Like, when I get home from work, can you just make me hypnotize me to where I feel like I've been fishing all day or something?
Love
that. That's what I want. I didn't even have to be fishing. Whatever. Just anything but this.
Anything.
Maybe that's who I need to get on the podcast, is a hypnotherapist person.
Yes. That'd be great. Oh, I would love to hear that one. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hypnotize me.
You're like, please,
biggie,
bring it
biggie,
on.
Biggie, biggie. Can't you see?
Bring it on. Yeah, okay, so when something bad happens, having a positive attitude doesn't mean, oh, well, it's okay. I'm glad that they cut my hours. I mean, now I have more time to do other things.
Well,
no.
They cut my hair. They're giving me more hours.
No, I mean, that's not.
More hours and less pay.
You got to be somewhat realistic, too. You can't just be all positive about anything bad that happens to you. But positivity is also accepting it instead of wishing it was different, either change it or accept it, right? Or find another way. So for you, this might be happening because you need a catalyst to do something else, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I was hoping it was the podcast was, 4 years ago when I started
yes.
it. That ain't it.
I was going to say, this could totally be it. Yeah, I don't know why it's not.
It's because it's been 4 years. I don't know how to market. I don't know how to promote. I don't know how to grow. This is all I know how to do is just to talk to somebody.
And you're so good at it. You're so good at it.
Tell a friend.
Yeah. Fire Charles. I'm just kidding. Charles is the reason why you
Charles
have anyone.
Yeah,
right?
he's the backbone of this thing.
He's awesome.
I don't know. I wish. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard out there for a creative artist person in that sphere. I'm not saying I'm a creative artist, but in that sphere of creativity and putting stuff out there, it's hard. I mean, there's a million plus podcasts out there.
Have you joined the Freelance Exchange?
No, I don't know even what that is.
Yeah. So, I mean, they take people that do freelance work and they connect them with people. They train them on marketing. They do all this stuff. I can connect you with the Julie Cortez is in charge of that. She started it.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe there's other groups that you could get involved with. Maybe there's podcasters that you can have on the show and will help you.
You know how many podcasters I've had on this show? It's
Have you had a really good one? Like that's
not as good as mine.
Making money. Yeah. Someone that's making money, not as good as yours. Yours is always good.
I've had, let's see, the biggest podcaster I had was this dude named Shane Moss. He was actually on Rogan's podcast a couple times, and he's got he's a big touring comedian. But that was like on Zoom during COVID, and I didn't get deep into like, hey, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get this bigger? Well, the easy answer is, well, he did. Go on Rogan. You're going Joe Rogan. You're going to blow up.
Yeah, no kidding.
So Joe Rogan, if you're out there and you want to help a fellow podcaster, help him blow me up.
A great guy and a great podcaster. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have advice. I mean, that's the only thing I have because obviously I don't know how to market.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it, so.
So when I first... we first met on that TV show, right?
No.
Is that how we met?
No, Cindy brought me in, my PR agent.
I met her through that TV show.
Yeah, she brought me.
Okay, yeah. But so
we were both on the same TV show, but I didn't meet you there.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Through that TV show.
Yeah, I guess so.
And so when I first met you, you were, I think, like giving public speeches, like schools and things. Is that correct?
I did that a little bit, and then I realized, even though that's fun and I would still do it if somebody hired me, I really like speaking mostly to business professionals. Like, that's my jam.
Is that still what you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's still what I'm doing.
What are you just trying to make them all positive? Is that what you do?
No.
That's what I need you to do for me.
Listen, that's always a part of it. I'm going to start texting you every day. Remember for a while there when you were down at one point, a couple of years ago, I started texting you all the time?
Yeah, it was working.
I'll just have to come back to that.
Yeah, come back. Text me.
Well, so when I'm speaking, I teach on, confidence. I teach on communication skills like conflict, how to have lower conflict, and how to read people better. So that way, it's not all about you. It's about them. That kind of stuff is what I teach. Some customer service, It's all like soft skills. It all has to do with, you being aware of who you are and then also being aware of what other people are and how they like to be communicated with. It's not all about you. And then, but also I give little tips. I spoke for an insurance company last week before, and in Columbia, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Missouri. I was talking about confidence, and I was showing these women, how to walk confidently.
Oh wow.
How to be, look confident. And I've actually been stopped when I was walking one time. A car pulled up to me and this woman said, "You have a really confident walk."
Wow.
So I'm like, thank you. I teach that.
Is that something you teach just to women, or do you teach men how to do it as well?
Well, I mean, it's
harder.
It might
be harder to teach a man.
It's harder with men, but I do teach. I do also teach speaking skills. So I teach men how to look confident when they're presenting. And this is interesting, though. It really depends on a man's body type.
Okay.
Yes, because a man that is really muscular or heavy, they need to do different things than a man that is thinner and in shape.
To not be intimidating or something?
No, it's just they don't look right. So
okay.
like the man that is like I'm describing, if he puts his arms down to his side, it doesn't really look right. Like they have to do something. They have to keep their hands
moving. Doesn't that look funny to anybody that just kind of... Unless they're in the military.
Okay, I can't walk around and show you, but okay. it's one of these things you don't do it all the time, but it's like a neutral hand position, and then you're gesturing, you know. And so you can keep your hands a certain place. You know, you can, you know, do the triangle or whatever. But most people I recommend, it looks better if you just have your hands down and then you bring them up. But the way I'm doing it here certainly does not look right.
Yeah.
It's like a pop-up. You're like, that does not look right.
You're like you're in an old Western. Draw.
Yeah. So don't do that. But I do also teach people, when you're on a podcast or something or a Zoom, you've got to get used to putting your hands up higher. And this can be kind of weird because normally you're going to gesture from your waist about there. But yeah, and it makes me think of, what was that movie? And Charles, you may know this too, where I can picture the actor and I can't, you know, from Elf, the actor from Elf.
Will Ferrell.
Hey, thank you, Will Ferrell, where he's like not knowing what to do with his hands when he's being interviewed, and his hand just starts coming up on his side. You know, I mean, do you know what that is? So like my brother is like, you would not want to watch this movie because it's too like dirty or whatever, but
raunchy.
Yeah, it's too raunchy for me to really enjoy. But he goes, but you gotta watch this one scene. And so I got it off YouTube, and it's just so hilarious where he doesn't know what to do with his hand, and they're slapping it down, and it keeps coming up here. He's like, what do I do with my hands? Anyway,
I don't know that one. Stepbrother, maybe.
No, it's not that. I don't know. The Talladega Nights, maybe.
Oh, you know what, I never really saw that one.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate Will Ferrell, and when I see him in things, I like him, and he's funny, but I don't go out of my way to seek out Will Ferrell movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's some people like, oh, the new Will Ferrell movie, I can't wait. I'm like,
are there, though? Are there people like that?
Oh,
there,
yeah,
are?
There's some.
I've never heard those words come out of anybody's mouth.
Well.
But he's great. He's great, but yeah. I mean, obviously, my favorite is Elf, you know. But I just, yeah, that's hilarious. And I'll still quote those lines, like, but not really. So instead of smiling is my favorite, I will, whatever it is at the moment when I'm talking to someone, I'll be like, hats are my favorite. But I say it the way he says it. Nobody ever catches on, but it's hilarious to me. So
I love that.
I do a lot of things that are just funny to me.
I do that all the time.
Oh, you do? Okay, give me some of yours.
I'll fuck with people. When they don't think I'm fucking with them, I'm like, I don't know. I'm very misunderstood at work a lot of times because I'll just say some outlandish shit and they'll think I'm serious. And like this, like I can't think anything. Like I'll just say like how the people, it's hard to come up with an example. I don't know. I just come up with like, I don't know. I'll just say something ridiculous. Like I can't believe somebody would believe that I said that I meant that. And people believe me all the time when I say something ridiculous. I'm like, I was
mad. Like the boss is an alien or something.
Yeah, something like that. Wait, you really believe that? I'm like, oh my God, idiot.
I have to tell people all the time. I'm kidding. I used to have, I got to tell you one of the lines I use, but I used to have this woman who was my friend at this, she was one of the moms at the school my daughter went to. And whenever we walked around, she would always, after I said something, she goes, she's just kidding.
Yeah.
Because, but in reality, everybody got my, a lot of women there got my sense of humor, but she didn't really understand it for a long time. So she thought she needed to do that. But I learned this one the other day, and this was from a podcast I actually saw on TikTok, a little clip of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I don't even remember what it was.
You can follow me on TikTok at Neandertalk Podcast, where I post clips up there as well.
Oh, yes. And where I have seen your clips and liked some of your clips.
Nice.
So these two men, they had this idea. And so now I just started doing it. It's where you walk up to someone at an event, some kind of a party, and you are kind of quiet when you're kind of alone and nobody's really hearing you. You go, just so you know, I'm okay that you're here.
Okay.
And then they're like, who's not okay that I'm here? Who's not okay? And you have to just walk away. And so I went to a party a couple weeks ago on a Friday night, and I was alone with this gentleman, and for a moment. And I think he's maybe a little insecure sometimes. And so I'm like, man, that would have been perfect to use on him.
Yeah.
And then I would have told him right after, you know, because that's part of the fun too. But take
hey,
I'm a couple
only messing
minutes.
With you because I know you're insecure.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have added that part. So now I use that a lot. But, you know, it's not as funny when you've already told your friends that you want to do it. So, yeah, I have a couple of those that I do. But then, you know, I went to... Okay, so first I have to preface it with, we're not the same, right, you and I? You're much cooler than me. I am so much more goofy, like, than Charles. Although, Charles, you might have a secret side I don't know about. But I'm really goofy, and I just like to just have fun and do whatever. And so I went to see my brother in North Dakota. He takes me to the grocery store, and he says, no, you're not going with me again. But I kind of lost him on purpose. And then I started following him. But I would hide behind people and he would like look back. And of course I knew he could see me, right? I'm just doing it to be funny, but acting like I don't think he can see me. And he's looking, he's just shaking his head. And it went well for a while until I got too close to this one guy and he stopped. But I didn't expect him to. And he was asking this guy who worked there where something was. And he's like, hey, do you know where the... And he looks down and I'm like, right there. And I'm like, yeah, I was also wondering if you could tell me. Because there was something I didn't know where it was. So, you know, stuff like that. And he's like, stop. And my brother is I thought like me, and I thought he would find these things funny. He didn't really, which made it more funny to me.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I do stuff like that, and I don't know. I find a lot of things hilarious.
You're a child.
I am a child. Oh, my gosh. One time I was teaching Sunday school, and this other teacher said, hey, Zach, to this kid, go count up all the people here. And then can I get a count of how many are just adults? And so he didn't include me in the account of adults. And she's like, I think there's one more. He goes, oh, I didn't count Miss Susan. She's one of the kids. So I need a man who is not as goofy as me is fine, but will be okay with my goofiness so I can be totally myself with him. And I think that's going to be really hard for me to find.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although I'm a little tamer whenever, you know, I'm with someone that I really like. Because I'm focused on them more
than
having
fun. Can you be tamed, Dr. Susan?
You know, not really. Maybe for a short time.
Nice. Let me point you to this picture behind my head here, the zebra among horses. I would invite you to join that club. You are a zebra among horses. You see, you've seen people ride horses and donkeys, jackasses. They can tame those. They can ride them. You ever seen anybody ride or tame a zebra?
No.
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 They can't be tamed.
There you go. There you go.
Just a couple of zebras in here.
Well, I figure, you know, I want to have a good time. I don't want to go around and be bored. I don't want to, you know, wonder why I didn't do anything this week, you know. And it doesn't have to be huge things, you know. I don't have to go to a party or whatever. But I just want to have a good time wherever I am.
What do you like to do?
Oh, nothing. Just stay at home, watch movies. I'm just kidding. Although I do like that. I like my downtime.
Right.
But, you know, I like, what do I like? I love hanging out with friends, you know, going places with friends. I like traveling.
We're here in Kansas City, and you're looking for a mate that's not going to be boring and take you out. What kind of things would you enjoy that's not, you know, like a typical, this is what I like to do during the week with a guy? Like,
I love the way that this show is just twisted. Like, we did not plan that, but I'm down for it.
we can twist it another way if you want.
That's a good question, because I really have a good time wherever I am. But I had this one guy, and I thought this was really cool. He asked me out, and this is a tip for all of the gentlemen out there. But
just the tip, guys.
He asked me out. I don't know why you do that.
I don't know either. It's just there. I like low-hanging fruit.
It was so low. I'm sorry. Okay, don't take that. Don't take that and run with it. So he said, okay, we planned the date. He goes, let's go out, you know, with 6 o'clock, whatever night. And I said, yeah. And then he goes, all right, well, I've got three ideas, and I want you to make the choice. He goes, there's a cooking class that night. We could learn to make ravioli together.
Wow.
Or there is, I could take you to a really nice restaurant. We could have like a long dinner and just hang out. Or the third choice is we could go to local bars where I know that there's like single performers, just these local performers. Mm-hmm. And I chose the bars. And I just thought that was really cool. And then another thing that he did is
Who is this guy? I want to go cooking.
Yeah, he's great. And then another thing he did is that when we were there, he found out like what I kind of like to drink, because I'm not your typical. I don't like beer or wine or champagne or anything like that.
Shots?
I like mixed drinks. A little bit. Like I like that peanut butter shot.
Oh, gross.
Oh, that's so.
Screwball.
So yummy. Anyway, but yeah, I'm not really a shots person either, but I like mixed drinks. And so he found out what I liked. And then he went to the bartender and he came up with something for me, just special for me, based on what I had told him. Stuff like that is like, wow.
This dude knows what's up.
Oh, he does. He totally does.
Dang.
Yeah. He's
great putting
guy.
On a clinic out there, ruining it for all of us out here that are just like, yeah, you want McDonald's, Applebee's, I'll splurge and do takeout. Like,
yeah. And the thing is I would be fine with McDonald's. Well, probably not McDonald's, but Applebee's or something. If, you know, I would be fine with McDonald's if we already knew each other, but probably not for a first date. But, you know, just like something.
I'm going to try
something
that.
Fun. And yeah.
I'm going to try to take, not what that guy said. That's some highfalutin
next level.
Stuff. That's next level. Yeah. I can't afford it. But I'm going to look out. Hey, ladies out there, if you're sliding these DMs, if you want me to take you to McDonald's. Make sure they got a play place there.
No, it can't be first date, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I want to do a first date with someone
at
a McDonald's. To like just set the precedent, like this is what's up. But then the next one, you know.
Then step it up.
Then step it up. We'll go to Waffle House.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice.
Smothered, covered, diced, and sliced.
Yeah. I love the house. I love the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man took me to the house. I'd be theirs forever.
Yeah.
See, and that's the other thing too. I like a man who can, you know, go to McDonald's or like I've never had a date at McDonald's. So I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking it next level.
I know.
Nobody does that. They're like, you're taking me to McDonald's. No. I'm like, you just wait. This is going to be real. I'll bring like a little.
This is going
to
be the best.
A little one of those battery candles.
And a little flower for her,
flower.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little tablecloth.
Yeah.
Now we're way next level in it.
A bottle of boxed wine.
Except, you know. But see, you fit in everywhere, though. You would be a great guy because you could go. You know, there's nobody you don't fit in with. You'd be fine. You know, high or low or middle, it doesn't matter. Mm. That's, I mean, those are the people who are going to have the most fun.
What a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you find guys in the dating world for... I don't mean to say someone your age, but you're not.
I'm 25.
You're just a couple years older than me. You know, for me, for me, the big thing is dating apps for people my age, I think. But all, I mean, this old, I don't know. I guess you can still do it the old-fashioned way and meet people out and about, but that's just not as easy as I think it used to be.
Yeah, well... I haven't had much luck with online. I did meet this one guy. Oh, just awesome. But he like fit all the criteria, but he was boring. Like for me, I'm sure he wouldn't be for everybody, but we just didn't like he talked about cars a lot and that was pretty much it. But he was good looking and fit and about 6 years younger than me and all that stuff. But you know, that can only make it so long. But yeah, for me, not much luck on the dating scene with the apps, but I have done it and I will do it again, I'm sure. But for me, it really is just getting out and about.
Yeah.
But although you know who I am, you know that I'm an outgoing person, you know I go up and talk to people and joke with people or whatever. And so I meet men that way. And that's almost all how I date. And I get asked out quite pretty frequently compared to people I know. And that's not because, oh my gosh, she's an airbrush beauty. It's because I believe, because I'm outgoing and I'll talk to them, and you know, it's just a good time. Yeah. It's just a good time. And so I think that's why I get asked out.
Okay. Is that part of that whole confidence thing? Did you have to learn confidence, or have you always, is it like you've always been a positive person? Have you always been a confident person?
No.
Really?
No.
So you had to work on that? Like how did you become so confident?
Yeah. Well,
just told yourself?
You're not
reading any books. You're not taking any therapy. You're just
told
like,
myself.
I'm going to make myself be more positive, and I'm just going to make myself more confident. This is like, I'm imagining you're doing this without doing YouTube searches or Google searches.
Yeah, well, I was married to somebody who told me I couldn't do anything right. Okay. So when he left me for someone much younger, right, much younger, who had everything I didn't have, it took me a while to dig out of the dark hole. So I don't want to make it sound like, oh, it was so easy and then I became confident. No, I just really started working on myself and thinking about things and realizing that's not what I want. And you know what? Even though he didn't think I was good enough, that doesn't mean I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. And so I started just processing this. And then I started doing things that made me more confident. And I started noticing all of these, primarily women, but some men too, who were not confident. So not confident that they didn't even want to leave their house much, or, you know, really talk to people, or what kind of life is that? And they're just living scared. Like, what do people think of me? But I'll tell you, I fell in front of 65 people once, and I jumped up with my arms up like this afterwards, not a hint of embarrassment. And that is not because I was born that way. It was because, and they laughed and applauded, but anyway, that is because I worked on it and I went out there and made a fool of myself. I sang in public, like, and I'm not a singer. And I just did all these things because I'm like, I want to live. I want to feel right after this happened. And when I'm doing these things, I'm getting more confident as I'm doing these things. And so then it's like when I fell in front of those people, it didn't bother me because, you know, I'd already went through it.
All right. That sounds good and all.
Charles, are you ready for it?
But what I'm hearing is, you know, there's personality types and you're definitely an extrovert. And I think maybe sometimes introverted people might come off as insecure because they are just, they're kind of a wallflower sometimes. They go out to the bar and they aren't going up to the first person they see and chatting them up and being all happy and positive. They're just kind of, I don't know. Is there a correlation, do you think, with confidence and being an extrovert, or can introverts be confident? Like, I don't know. You're making it sound so easy, but for like introverts, if what you're describing is like the biggest fear for them.
Yeah, and it's not easy, but I've coached many introverts in how to do this. And so the important thing is they have to realize I'm not trying to make them, nor should they try to be me. Mm-hmm. And so the things that I describe are not going to be for an introvert. So the things that I tell introverts is I will say something like this. I will actually demonstrate and I will walk by someone and I will say, hello, and I'll keep going. And I'll say, for you, depending on who I'm talking to, that would be a big deal.
Right.
And so that's the kind of stuff I want them to do. Stretch themselves.
Are you talking about a drive-by hello? Just walk by them, hello, and just keep walking? Is that what you're saying?
Not really. I mean, you know, there are things like in the grocery store where you're not going to say hello and stop and talk to them. So that is kind of a drive-by, you know, but you can smile. Hi. You know, for some people, that terrifies them. I had one woman who I just told her her task was open her front door and stand at her front door for 20 seconds. I mean, you know,
this is an extreme.
It's yeah. And so I've had women like that. I've had women who and I haven't coached any men on it. Not that I couldn't. But it's, you know, I've had women, depending on where they are, who just needed more. And then no one was like me. I would say I would say zero were like me that I coached. And so I had to, because I'm a zebra. I had to take who they were and help them to know how to stretch themselves a little bit. And I always say it's do something a little scary. It's scary, but it's not going to scar you. It's going to scare you. Okay. But just a little bit, not anything absolutely terrifying, but just get out there and do something. And then do it every day and keep doing that consistency and you will build up that confidence. And you can still be introverted and be confident.
Oh, that's true. Okay. I mean, give me my answer. What are some like scary things you would suggest people to kind of do? Karaoke was one.
Yeah, it really depends.
Saying hello to somebody. Just
depends on their level, you know? If somebody's not to my level, but they're edging up, ride a grocery cart. You know, I mean, it could be something like that. It could be
ride a grocery cart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. But for me, that's not a scary thing. So,
you still do that?
Well, they've made the carts different now where you can't ride them. Like some grocery stores, I think, still have that. But yeah.
Aldi's. I think you can ride on Aldi's.
Okay. Yeah. I would totally do it.
I think.
I don't do it all the time, but yeah. But yeah. I would totally do it. So it depends on their level. It really does. So let me think. Some things that that would be on a lower level. I helped this one woman who would never go into a fast food place by herself. She would drive through, but she would never go in.
How come?
So because she was terrified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just social anxiety.
Yeah. And she had no confidence. And I worked with her for a few months and she actually got to be where she was a life coach.
So, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
What kind of transformation was that?
Huge. Yeah. And her husband, she said, my husband wanted to thank you for giving his wife back to him because she couldn't make decisions. So it could be so simple as telling your significant other what you want to eat. Some women cannot do that. Wherever you want, whatever you want. And, you know, then they pick Chinese. Well, I don't really want Chinese,
yeah,
right?
I hate that. Whatever I want, that's what I want.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Then you should have picked.
Then you should have picked.
We're getting egg rolls, baby.
That's right. And then that'll teach you next time. Yeah. Speak up. If they're taking some kind of class or they're in a Zoom or something, asking a question, you know, and these are all real low level things. But like for her, I said, okay, I want you to go into a fast food place and order for yourself, you know, and then we eventually worked up to eating by herself in the fast food place, you know, and I believe that was one of hers. It could have been somebody else's. Now I'm mixing them up, but they're just little steps. So depending on where you are. And so for someone like me, it's got to be physical. And so the like I'm going to be jumping out of a plane soon.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, because it's out of my comfort zone. And I got to keep stretching
myself. That should be out of everybody's comfort zone. And I've bungee jumped and I've always wanted I've always wanted to jump out of a plane. But now I'm older and I got kids and I start thinking about it. I'm like, people die all the time. You don't hear about it. People die. They just slam into the earth all the time in those things. It's like risk versus reward. Like, is the reward really worth that risk? Is it going to be life-changing if you get done with that and be like, I mean, maybe it will be. But I just think about that.
I could never bungee jump, though. Like, that is, you said that, and I think my heart jumped out of my skin. That's like, to me, that's much more terrifying than jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
Tandem, you know, I'll be in tandem, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I just think of like, that you can, I mean, yeah.
Listen, I have to find a way to get close to men, so that's going to be how I do it. No, I'm just kidding.
You get real close that way.
And watch me have a female instructor, but still.
Imagine how close the two of you would be if you slammed into the earth with no parachute opening.
You know what? They say it's good to become one, so. There you go.
There it is.
Yeah, so if you ever want to go out and to the grocery store and be a child with me, my friend Ryan, I'll invite you.
I don't get embarrassed easy. I'd be fine with that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I don't either, but I don't advertise that much because I can get embarrassed and I don't want people to be like pushing that envelope. Oh, you don't, do ya? Let's see.
Oh. What would embarrass you?
Mm. Like, I'm going to give you a list here so my friends can.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd fall for the bait.
Yeah. Uh-uh. That's really cool, though. I have to think about it. But every now and then something happens and I'm like, okay, that's a little embarrassing.
When are you going on this trip? When are you going to jump out of this plane?
So the woman that I'm going to do it with, she is finishing up school. And so when she's done, so we think June.
Wow. Okay, that's April, May, June, a couple months away.
And I don't have health insurance, so I...
You're not going to need it. You're going to need life insurance.
Yeah.
That's oh my God, right. I'm going to feel so bad if you die.
Well, I hope you would feel bad if I die, no matter what you said.
Well, I would, but I would feel extra bad if you slammed into the earth at 250
you know, well,
miles an hour.
I wouldn't feel that bad because it would be over fast.
Be over quick. I guess yeah. That's... Yeah, but...
And
the
then
terror,
I'm in heaven, so,
the
you know.
Terror, knowing that it's not opening and you've got just the whole those next 4 or 5 seconds are just going to be pure terror and anxiety.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine just you knowing. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm a follower of Jesus, as you know, and so hopefully in that moment I'll be like, I'm coming.
I'm coming home, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm 4 seconds away. You know.
And I'm bringing this guy with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole thing about this is be a unicorn. I was going to say the whole unicorn thing. Be a zebra. It's right behind me, so.
Yeah.
Right behind you. Be a zebra.
Are you going to be like, did you ever see the movie The Bucket List?
Yes.
That's going to be you, like just constantly until you're in your like 90s, just constantly ticking off bucket list things. Is it like so you're always seeking of ways to have fun and be confident and be outgoing. It almost seems like it's a drug for you. And look mm-hmm. at you, you're pushing it to skydiving. Like what's after that? Where you, like one of these days you're gonna be like faced with like a heroin needle. Like I gotta be confident and go for this. Like
okay.
When does it end, Susan?
Well,
when?
I should tell you that the other thing is I am really satisfied easily. So I am just like whatever.
Man, there you go.
Whatever.
More reason to beat her.
Why do I give you these low balls?
I don't know. Right? She said it again. You guys, low balls. She doesn't care.
Charles, I'm out of here. I'm so easily satisfied that what I don't often think about what I don't have that I want. You know, I can't even think of a place that I'm desperate to go to. I remember when I was young, I was like, I can't wait to go to Hawaii. I just want to go to Hawaii. That'd be so great. I went to Hawaii, right? But
was
I
it
think,
great?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not as great as I imagined as a kid, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. It was still real. Like you still had like bugs and heat and, you know, sand that went in weird places
this
or
is gonna...
whatever. But it was wonderful.
I guess they do have. What is their bug situation like?
I really don't know. I just thought of that for a second, but I don't remember seeing any. But no, I think on the, when we were having
had
dinner
to have
on the
gotten
patio.
There.
Oh yeah, yeah,
I'm
they
sure
have bugs.
Some bugs, but
they have bugs.
But what kind? Yeah,
they probably have them all.
You think so?
Yeah,
it's so far away.
Maybe
like because there's. I only think about that because there's nothing native to Hawaii animal wise, except for like I think a couple birds. Because it's so far in the middle of the ocean of nothing.
Mm.
Animals weren't swimming there. The only animals that are there were brought there by humans. So what's the bug situation?
I don't know. Have you ever thought of that, Charles? These are things I've never thought of.
Like is a mosquito flying all the way out to Hawaii?
I'm pretty sure there's mosquitoes there.
Well, they must have gotten trapped on a boat or a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, people probably brought a lot of things with them not knowing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why when we go to like the Galapagos Islands, you got to go like through desanitation after desanitation. You got to wear like booties or something on your.
Have
on
you
your...
been there?
No.
Oh, that would be a bucket list for you.
I've got a giant bucket list. Giant. Because I'm poor. I got a bucket list. Listen, this is how poor I am. I got a bucket list of going to California. That is not very far away or hard to do.
That's awesome. Well, one thing I want to do.
No, it's not.
What? Yeah, it's awesome. This is hilarious. One of the things I want to do. Have you done the where you
axe throwing?
Yeah, have you done that?
I have not done that.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I guess that'd be cool. Yeah,
I'm not desperate to try it, but I think that'd be kind of fun. Yeah, I remember shooting a bow and arrow was on one of my lists at one point, so I did that. It's fine.
Yeah, I love doing that.
Yeah. So when are you going to California?
You know, the only time I went was just going to Vegas. We stopped at that airport.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count. I don't know when I'm going to go.
I count that. I totally count that.
Yeah.
I was in Paris at the airport, so I'm like, I've been to Paris.
Yeah. I don't count it.
Although I joke around and I'm like, it was the airport.
I don't count it. I don't know when I'll go. I mean, if anybody out there has any suggestions on how to get me out there for free, maybe I'll hop one of these. I live right here next to a train track.
There you go.
Maybe I can hop on one of those bad boys and see where it goes.
Yeah, have you ever done that? Hopped on a train?
I've always wanted to.
Well, there you go.
I've always wanted to.
You live by one. You should do it today.
At least, well, I have another podcast tonight.
Okay, then don't do it today. That'd be rude.
I feel like that's something you would have to take some time off of work.
I think so.
Like a week or so and just hop on and see what happens.
Yeah.
Where does it go? Because I'm sure there's a way to figure out how it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Is there a way to jump on it and figure out where it's going?
I don't think you can jump on it, but.
Oh, it stops. It stops there.
But is
all
there
the
an
time.
Opening?
Of course there's an opening somewhere. There's all kinds of different kinds of cars. Okay. I've seen videos of people just jumping on the regular ones.
Wow.
Like there's...
Could be a way of life for a homeless person.
I'm not there yet.
Go town to town. Take your little sign.
We'll do anything for change. Anything.
You should not have that on your sign.
I need a hamburger. I'm hungry, baby. I'm hungry.
A dollar's a dollar.
I have always wanted to do that. I think it'd be fun just to kind of hop on a train and see what happens for, I don't know how long I could do it. Could I go a week and then just fly home, get a Spirit Airlines on the way, you know, wherever I'm at?
I think have somebody pick you up. You know, wherever you land, have a friend that's going to come or land.
I don't know where I'm going. I'm going on the train. Right. I don't know
that's
where the train's
saying.
Going.
You got to text them and say, all right, I ended up in Charleston. Can you come get me?
How are they going to get me?
Well, they're
well
going to drive to you.
That's real. I'm not going to make somebody drive 22
part
hours.
Part of the adventure. Okay?
For them.
Exactly.
For them to, I don't know that I have any friends that are, that like me that much.
Do you have any stalkers? Because that could work. You probably do.
If I do, they're very secret about it.
Yeah, well, they're the best kind.
I don't know if I have any stalkers.
Oh, man, I'm going to try to be your stalker. So I'll pop by here once a week and just leave notes and stuff, maybe?
Okay.
All right. And then you'll wonder, was that really Susan or was that somebody on that listened to the podcast?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I might like it at first and start getting creeped out.
Yeah, you
How
might.
Far are you willing to take this?
Well, you know what? I should get one of those special cameras and when you go out places, follow you and take pictures and send those to you. That would creep you out.
Or turn me on. Yeah. Who is this mystery person that's stalking me? They must be really into me. I wonder how they feel about train trips.
California,
baby.
And are they wealthy to fly me cool places? You know.
Yeah.
They think of those things.
I'm thinking hard about it real quick now.
I'm glad I inspired you today.
I am. And you did. And and it's been brought up on the podcast one other time, like 2 years ago. About me thinking about getting on a, because I have always thought about jumping on a train and just seeing what happens. It's romantic to me.
It is. It is.
But then it's the real logistic side of me or the right, I don't even know what side of the brain is, but thinks the practical side of me just thinks, you're going to get bored. You're going to get bored sitting on that thing for like the third, fourth hour and you're just, you're on
or
a hard.
13th hour.
And you're on this hard. Piece of metal. He didn't dress warm enough. You can see a big storm in the, you know, down the tracks. Like, oh my God, and you're not prepared. Like,
and it won't stop for you.
It's not gonna stop for me. You can't jump off of it. It's going.
No,
you can't tuck and roll off this bad boy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know there's that side. You don't always have to bring somebody with you, you know?
Yeah.
Just to make sure it's fun. You can always talk about stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even charge your phone.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to bring extra battery or some kind of solar pack. I'm sure there's a way to do something.
We're going to really think through this and make a plan.
Yeah, because it'd make a fun video.
Oh, yeah, it would be. That could make you famous.
People have done it and they're not famous, but it might get me a few views.
Oh, see, people have done it. I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, there's this dude I've seen, because I've gotten into this like on YouTube. I'm a big YouTube fan. And there's this guy. Because it's not legal to do.
I was going
to
ask you that next.
No, it's not legal. Like, yeah, okay. They've got these things called bulls. It's like the train bull. He's like the head guard or whatever. Like these guards at the main train yards, they're constantly looking for those people. They'll come and get you.
My world has been expanded. So what happens? You get arrested and fined? You go
I'm
to
sure,
jail?
Yeah. Probably, yes. Probably like trespassing.
Wow, I've never been to jail.
Maybe that should be on your bucket list.
I'm not romanticizing it, but if I ever get to the point that I need food, I might, you know, if I'm that destitute, I might steal something just to get put in jail.
Just get arrested once. There's this guy. He's in Europe somewhere. I think like Eastern Europe, kind of like the Czechoslovakian block area, and he wears a whole mask and scarf and everything, and he just rides on these trains and you should see some of the views he gets. Just the most gorgeous scenery of like just rivers and cliffs and trees and just farmland. It's just gorgeous. And he just rides it, and he's got his little like selfie stick, and he just throws it, and he's just running from cops and ducking and dodging.
No.
And there's people in America that do it too. It's a thing. There's plenty of people that do it.
Wow. I just did not know. I love this though. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
If you do it, I want to know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'll try to do it. Logistically, I got to think about it. I got plenty of time. I got vacation days. If there's anybody out there listening to this and you'd be interested, hit me up for real. DM me, NeanderTalkPod on Instagram or NeanderTalkPodcast@gmail. And maybe we'll set something up. Bring a sleeping bag and a camera. We could make a video. I don't know.
Crazier things have happened.
I'd be into it. It'd be fun. It would be fun to see what kind of where you end up. How?
Yeah.
I'm sure he comes up with some kind of story.
Yeah.
July. What's up, Charles? Let's do it in July. Do it in July.
Ooh, it's hot.
It is hot, but
in those cars, I don't know how hot that would be.
But you might be outside, not in the car, because they're not all box cars. A lot of them are just like the little metal area, the little.
Oh, that's metal what you meant ones. About the storm. Oh.
Yeah. If there's a storm and you're stuck, like. You're just getting drenched.
Charles might be right because the nights wouldn't be so cold.
So hot.
Yeah.
Or cold. Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be cold. Okay. In July.
July.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then you probably want to bring somebody with you that it's okay if you smell bad.
Yeah.
Depending on how long you're out there. But, you know, bring some kind of, you know, wipes or
something. I'm going to bring a backpack. It's going to have a bar of soap in there.
And that's kind of hard to use dry.
Well, if I see a river or a stream, I'm jumping in it. And
there you go. When the train stops because you pull the cord.
Yeah. I mean, they have to stop at some point.
They do. But they can go a long time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying. I don't know. I rode on Amtrak and I got
maybe that's how I get to California.
Dizzy. I didn't like it. Yeah. Not dizzy. Motion sickness.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I can't do it with you, but yeah. And what'd you say?
Maybe that's how I get to California, like you were saying. Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a way to map it out.
Yeah.
Like this, because they all have to follow a schedule. I bet you could map out some kind of. But who knows how long that would take? Like you would think Amtrak, you could go to Amtrak with Amtrak from Kansas City to Denver, straight shot. However many hours that would be, 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know it takes like, it's been a while since I've looked, I think 54 hours.
What the heck?
Oh, it goes all over the place before it even goes anywhere near Denver.
54
hours? Oh, yeah.
Hours?
There's no straight shot. Maybe it's 32 or something like that.
Oh,
but it's at least 30 because it goes like I think it goes like up Nebraska, South Dakota, Montana. Like, it does this whole weird loop by the time you get to Denver. There's not like a straight shot like there is from here to St. Louis or Chicago.
Have you ever ridden the bus? Like for a long trip?
Oh, yeah. When I quit the Army, I went through basic training real quick. I did basic training. And then I had like 2 weeks left, and the drill sergeant called me into his office, which is never a good thing. And he goes, "Westa, Private Westa, I've never had a soldier come through basic training this long and not have any military bearing. You have two options, Private. You can start basic training all over again. Or you can do this thing called Chapter 11.
Oh.
And basically, it was like you were never here. It's wiped off your records, and it's just called Chaptered Out. We'll send you on a bus back home. I was like, all right, send me home.
I'll take the chapter.
I'll Chapter 11, baby.
Wow. Yeah. So you rode the bus home.
Rode the bus all the way home with a bunch of other people that chaptered out. Got my first hand job. No, it was co-ed. That's good. I didn't think about that. No, there was a co-ed basic training. No, it was a young gal, and we she's. Yeah.
I feel like I should change the subject, Charles.
Yeah, but that was from
See his eyes. I don't know.
South Carolina all the way to Kansas City.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and you stop at all. It's Greyhound. I never rode Greyhound before. You go through all the worst neighborhoods. That's where the Greyhound station is at. It's in the worst neighborhood of that city.
Uh-huh.
And every time you stop, you got dudes coming up to you trying to sell you watches and gold chains.
No! I wonder if that's still the case.
I bought a watch. I bought a Nike watch that I thought was, you know, of course it's a knockoff piece of crap.
Yeah.
Like a week.
You were young.
I was young. I was 18. And I bought one Nike watch because I thought it was cool. A week later, the Nike swoosh symbol fell off. It stopped keeping time.
That's when you knew.
I was like, oh. At least it looked cool for a week.
So you didn't ride. You didn't have the regular bus experience, though, of having all, you know, you had mostly like ex-military people. You didn't have like people.
That was it was regular people.
Oh.
It was just for the first leg. So that was like from South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, I think, to like Atlanta, which wasn't terribly far, maybe a couple hours. Mm. And then it turns into the public.
Did you have the smelly guy nobody wanted to sit by or smelly lady? What?
All I remember is the hand job. I remember absolutely nothing else about. I remember Jonesboro, Arkansas. Yeah. Do you remember something happened there a long time ago?
Yes.
I don't remember even what it was.
Oh, wow.
What was it?
Yeah, it was the whole Kool-Aid thing where the guy poisoned everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, the cult leader.
We went through there, and that was around that time. I was like, oh, this is the Jonesboro? Weird.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. And my memory is so long gone with so many memories. Like, yeah. I don't remember.
What's my name? I'm just kidding. Yeah. You're not that bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't remember that I just didn't care about. I went to dinner with some high school friends, and I remember them, but they were talking about people. You remember so-and-so? I'm like, no, I don't really.
Yeah.
So-and-so? No, I don't. Because I wasn't friends with them back then, you know, these people.
Yeah.
And this woman is like, seriously, you've got an issue. You don't remember anything. And I'm like, I didn't feel like saying this to her because it sounds so bad. Well, I kind of let go of the things I don't really care about, you know? And so it's bad if I don't remember a birthday or something, because then it's like, oh, you don't care about me? No, it's just that I don't need to keep a date in my head because I have reminders that pop up that the date is there. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I let go of a lot of that stuff.
Not recognizing somebody from high school almost got me beat up.
What happened?
And this was like, I was probably 19. Yeah, so probably fresh out of basic training, really. I've gone to three different high schools.
Oh.
So it's hard for there. It's already hard to remember everybody.
Mm-hmm.
My senior year of high school, I went to Leavenworth, Kansas, and there was a few. I didn't love the people there. I made one friend, and then like there was a little clique of group of guys that I kind of hung out with here and there, but I wasn't real close with any of them. And then so I'm 19. I go to Lawrence just to go to a party, and I'm at this party, and this dude comes up and like, "Oh, Westa, what's up, man?" I'm like, "Who are you?"
Oh no, you didn't do the old hey.
I didn't even recognize his face or anything. I'm like, who are you?
Wow.
And I'm so and so. What do you mean? We went to high school together. Who are you? And he told me his name. I go, I don't remember you. How can you not remember me? Blah, blah. And
that poor guy, too.
He was a big dude. He was on the wrestling team. Like, he would have.
Whoa.
He started getting pissed
off.
You
gave him a conflict. Complex.
So I kind of like removed myself from that party, went to a different one. But yeah, he was like super upset. And I was like, dude, I'm not trying to be.
Wow.
A jerk. I just don't remember anybody from that time.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. Can you imagine walking up to somebody that you liked, like, you know, was nice to you or whatever, and you walk up to them like, "Hey, how you doing, Fred?" No one's named Fred, so I thought that'd be safe. And he's like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Ryan, did you say? I mean, you'd be like, oh my gosh, do I even exist? Do I matter?
If they told me I'm not good at that kind of, like, I get it, because I'm horrible with remembering.
Yeah.
I always told myself and other people, I'll forget your name, but I'll never forget your face. And that happened again to me, like, just like 4 years after that, I'm at a gas station. This big, tall dude comes up to me, Westa. What's up, dude? I'm like, what's up? How do I know you? Who are you? He's like, and we were on the same soccer team in college. I went to two colleges, but I was only on one college soccer team, and he was like the goalie. You would think you'd remember him. I didn't remember him at all. I was only like a year removed from that guy.
Wow.
I was like, that's when I felt really bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I definitely should know you. Now I can picture him. Of course, if he came up to me and said who he was, I'd be like, who are you again?
Yeah. Well, I once met this woman 4 weeks in a row.
No.
Yes. And on the fourth week, she goes.
Oh, that's bad.
She goes, Susan, you have met me 4 times. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I remember her name was Marge, and she was really tall. And it's bad, but in college, we used to call sex Large Marge. And so that, I don't know why, but we just started doing that. And so then we're at church when I meet this lady but I remember on like one of the times I said to her, oh, Large Marge in charge. We used to say that for sex in college. And I'm like, I need to learn when not to say certain things, you know, and that wasn't. So she never liked me from then on, you know, because I could not remember her. Like, and it's interesting because she was a tall woman, like a bigger woman.
She's been getting called Large Marge her entire life.
And that was the worst thing I could have said to her. But to me, I didn't see her as large.
Susan, it's our fourth time and we're not 12. You can't call me Large Marge. I don't blame her. Of course you wouldn't like. I wouldn't like either. It's crying Ryan. That's how I'm going to remember you. This is our fifth time meeting. I'm going to remember you as crying Ryan.
Oh my gosh.
I'm finding a new church.
Yeah. I could not blame her. I'm just like, I'm so sorry. But I made it a habit of always going up and talking to people I didn't recognize. I could not get her in my head. I don't know what it was. She just could not stay.
It's all right.
But, you know, a lot of people know me that I don't know or remember because I meet so many people. Because
you're an extrovert. You're out there shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah. So it's kind of a little bit of a fear of mine, and it should be a fear of mine. I don't have that many fears, but this is one of them. And it should be a fear of mine, not recognizing someone. you know, and then hurting their feelings. So whenever somebody says, "Hey, Susan," I'm like, "Hey, how are you?" And then I ask them questions that lets me know how I met them and who they are. And then I'm like, "Oh, now I know who that is."
Right? Yeah, I think you're supposed to say, because I've learned now, "Good to see you."
But not like that. That was pretty creepy. You did the eyebrow raise and everything. I mean,
good to see you. Yeah, I can't help it.
Hey, it's good to see you. How are you?
Zena, hey, Westo, good to see you. Hey.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Because
who the fuck are you?
You're not. Yeah, to ask him who are you? No, that's not. What are you up to since, you know, see you last?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, listen, yeah.
Do you play soccer?
Did you play?
Yeah, so.
One day we're going to not have to worry about that at all. We're going to have chips implanted in our brain, and we're just going to know everybody as soon as we see them. There's going to be like a little thing that pops up in our mind. Oh, this is Dr. Susan Harrison. PhD, confidence coach, blah, blah, blah. It'll come up with a whole little thing that just instantaneously in your brain, like a whole, your whole profile. Bam.
Oh, that'd be so boring, though. That'd be boring.
Well, that's where we're going.
I'm not going there. You go there. But, you know, I'm going to die before you, odds are, so.
I live pretty rough. Pretty hard and fast here.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I talk about you every now and then. And one of the things.
You do?
I do. Ooh. And one of the things I say is that that we talked one time about how I said, "Listen, I am really fun, but not necessarily on paper." And you said, "Well, I'm fun and I'm fun on paper." I never forget that.
Like, that sounds like something I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. So you do have fun. You do have fun. You live life.
I'm like you. I do. I mean, I live it differently, but I'm the same way. I've always wanted to live life and do experiences. Like, I want to experience life.
Yeah.
In all different kinds of ways. The good, the bad. Like, I know this is like, I'm probably a big reason why I'm a bit of a self-saboteur. Because I don't know. I just want to live. What's it like to do something that's going to, I don't know. I'm not going to out myself. But
yeah, don't be like, what's that new show, Nighthawk? No, it's Night Caller. No, that's not it. Anyway, it's a new show on Netflix.
Night Rider.
No, it's a brand new show. It just came out, so that's definitely not it. Dun, 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 but there's a character. There's a character in it, and it shows her first murder and how exciting it was. Oh, so just don't go to that length.
Well, we'll wait till I'm really old and I'm like, that's the last thing on my bucket list.
No.
Dexter style, though.
No,
I'm, you know,
no, like find a bad guy. And,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do it to a random person.
Not to a rando.
Not a rando. I'm not a serial killer psychopath. I'm just a vigilante.
Oh, yeah. Vigilante would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I think instead of killing the person, just make their life really hard, you know? Like,
doesn't get any harder than death.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, especially where they're going. But yeah, I mean, I think there's so many ways that would be fun to like mess with people if you're really, you know, trying to get them. I don't think I have it in me. Like, even whenever I'm joking with somebody and I say something, I'll have to say, oh, you know, I was just kidding or whatever. You know, I can't just let it go because I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, part of me is like, I can see how I'd watch that show, though. You know, how they're messing with those people.
Yeah.
Killing them's too fast, too easy. Like.
Well, that's why you do it Dexter style.
Oh, see, I never did really watch it.
Oh, it's so good. But it was. Are you gonna get in that, Charles? Oh my gosh, I heard about that. I heard it's so good. Go. It holds. It probably holds up.
Okay.
It's good.
Did they make a movie of it?
Yeah, they made a movie. I will say,
oh,
the acting in it's not the best, especially the first season. It's like, geez, this is horrible.
But it gets better.
It gets a little bit better. You got to take the acting out. You got to remove yourself a little bit out of the poor acting. But just the story and just the darkness of it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're, I don't know. Susan, you don't probably strike me as someone that's going to like dark
Yeah, probably not.
And it's not dark humor. It's just dark.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. But this night show, whatever it is, I know everybody that's listening is screaming, it's blah, blah, blah. But this night show, the acting is so bad. Not by everybody, but it is so bad. And it's so bad, you don't even know why it's bad. It's like, this short little gray-haired lady that looks like a wig, and the way that she talks is just like, I can't even do it. I can't even do it. It's just so bad. It's so bad that it's hard to watch, but it's like a bad accident. You want to keep looking. So anyway, check it out.
I don't know how. You didn't tell me the name
Netflix.
Of it.
Netflix. Well, if you go to Netflix.
It says Night something.
If you go to Netflix and you search Night, it's the.
N-I-H-T or K-N-I-G-H-T? There's two different nights.
Why are you so difficult?
You're trying to tell me to watch something and I have no idea how to find this show.
Well, if you spelled it a different way, I would have said it's K. And it's one of their brand new releases. So look under new releases. But. Night Agent.
Night Agent. Charles comes
Charles comes through. Yay. Night Agent. Yeah. So I'm hungry. Where should I eat?
Working
what are you,
on the night
What are
moves.
You eating later? Night moves.
I do need to get some dinner, or I do need to get some food right after this, because we have, like I said, I got another podcast at around 6. Mm. And probably be drinking a little bit. So I can't have an empty stomach. I've only had 2 Pop-Tarts today.
Oh, what kind?
Strawberry.
Okay, that'll
be any
it.
Other
That's
kind?
All right.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah, chocolate.
Gross. I knew you would say
They're
that.
Delicious.
Disgusting.
Delicious. S'mores is pretty good.
What? Confetti cake.
Confetti cake? Confetti cake. I haven't tried that.
He just bought those. Confetti cake. I'm a strawberry. Oh, strawberry too. Need to have, that's a.
I have not had one in years and
s'mores?
Years and years.
Get out of here.
But I love the real s'mores, like real s'mores.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a thing yesterday that the mini marshmallows from Walmart might have traces of tilapia in them.
What?
Yeah.
How?
This guy is doing this TikTok and he shows the package, traces of tilapia, might have traces. And he's like, I don't even want to know how fish can get into my marshmallows. So they must be like, have a fish plant.
How are marshmallows made? I have so many questions now.
That's a good question.
Do tilapia poop out marshmallows? Is that where we get our marshmallows from?
Maybe it's like clams inside it's a marshmallow.
Instead of every tilapia is 2 fillets and a marshmallow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And then there's been all these videos about how there's like this cochrenol stuff, and that's cockroaches. And they list that as an ingredient.
What is that? An ingredient? What? Is this a food or a product?
Food, yeah. And I don't remember which food it was, because that would make this all too good for me to tell you that.
Oh,
but yeah, if you look at like on candy bars or whatever, it might be on there. I'll have to look for some products.
It's these damn school kids that are selling those school candy bars, I bet. I bet that's exactly what it is. It's like cheap chocolate. It's like half chocolate, half cockroach.
No, these are from the store. So, yeah. I don't think it was chocolate, though. I don't remember. But I remember they were bringing these bags and going, look at this. You know what this is? Look it up. It's cockroaches.
No way.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, there should be laws for that.
Yeah, I think
you
that
have
they,
to put on. You can't make up a name for a cockroach. Everyone knows what cockroach is. Put on there, may contain cockroach.
Listen. They do that for all kinds of things. They call it one thing when it's not.
Because that's very dangerous, because I believe cockroaches are in the same family as lobster. Like, I think they're in like, I think if you are allergic to lobster, you're allergic to cockroaches.
And vice versa. Well, I didn't know you meant that. No, yeah. I didn't know.
I believe.
But you know, they allow a certain percentage of bugs in food.
I'm fine with that.
I'm not.
Well, I don't want to know about it.
But
I don't want
it
to be part of the ingredients.
Yeah, I think they actually use that. It's like, what was the red dye in candy? It was from a bug.
They said spiders.
No, it's
ants?
Not spiders. It's not ants.
I thought it was those little red mites, spiders.
No.
Or, oh.
what is it?
Dust mites?
No, it's something they crushed up to make them red. Beetles, maybe?
Oh,
look that
oh
up,
is
Charles.
It beet?
I can't remember, but I
is
think
it
they
nut,
stopped
beetle
doing
nut?
I don't know what that is.
Beetle nut is this thing that's like a lot of Southeast Asian countries, and I think some African countries, coastal African countries, have this. It's like this hard nut that it kind of gets. It's like a stimulant, I think. They chew it and they get a little bit high on it, and it makes their whole mouth red, and they're eating it all the time. So you go to like different places where the locals just look like they got rotted teeth with red stuff in it all the time because they're eating this thing called, I think it's called beetle nut.
And this is not it, but that's interesting. Did you find it?
It just says it's got petroleum in it, which people use it in candy.
Petroleum? Too. What does?
Yeah, no.
The red dye.
No. Oh, so find out what it used to be because they changed it.
I remember hearing, I don't know if that was like one of those old stories. You and I come from that generation where people could just say anything to you and you would believe it because
yeah,
you couldn't
it could
Google
be.
It.
It could be, but there are weird things. There are weird true things, you know.
Yeah,
like the cockroaches in your.
I'm gonna have to confirm that on my own. I'm
Please
doing my
do.
Own studies to find if there's cockroaches in chocolate bars.
Please do, and I don't think it was chocolate. I have
okay.
to say again, but it was something. You know, he was
well,
showing
what,
us.
What
the,
could it possibly be? What would it be?
I think it was. It can be in anything. I guess I don't know. So you got to look for foods that are just like green beans, water. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Breyers ice cream, milk, sugar.
Well, hold on. The whole ice cream. Remember when COVID first started? Or it might have been right before COVID started,
yeah.
right around that time.
Yeah.
When people were licking ice cream.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The tops of them and putting them back in the freezer.
Like who?
Charles is saying.
Used to be what?
Oh, it said decades ago.
Decades ago.
Administration banned red number three, which
red number three.
That dot stuff that we're talking about. It's the dye.
Hold on,
from
people.
All cosmetics after study showed it caused cancer in lab animals.
Causes cancer, but we don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, I don't know.
Red number three.
That was probably.
And there was the old thing. There's,
probably a lie.
Here's an old one of those wives' tales from back in the day.
Thank you.
Yellow number five. I think it's yellow five.
Yeah.
Which was in Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow. Mm-hmm. When I was like 14 or 15, they used to say, yeah, yellow five shrinks your penis.
Oh, my gosh.
So I never drank Mellow Yellow. Right now, to this day, I don't have it.
Mountain Dew is so yummy, though.
I'll take your word on
it. But it wouldn't be worth that.
Nope.
I
so, like, what's the opposite? What makes it bigger?
Lie.
If something makes it smaller, it must be one. There must be, like, green number seven must make it bigger, right?
No.
No, I mean, isn't that how nature works? If there's an opposite, of that. That's different.
Listen, I want to know how penile implants work. I don't know if you understand that.
I know a little bit about it.
Like, how does that actually, like, it makes it bigger, right? How does that actually work?
I don't think there's any real way, any real good way to do it. Not like with fake boobs. Like, they've got that down.
Yeah.
They got that down. It'd be interesting what they could. All I know that they can do with the penis is they cut some kind of, I don't know if it's a ligament or muscle type thing at somewhere near the base, and it just extends it. But I think that's all it does. And I think it might make it stand up straight like a, you know, high noon.
Oh, really?
On the sundial.
Really? Okay.
I think so. I don't think there's any real. I think people have tried putting like silicone in there and trying to do it that way. There was another old wives' tale, or I don't know if it's a wives' tale, old rumor. It was like Geraldo Rivera did it like 30 years ago. And who knows? It's probably one of those Richard Gere type rumors.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think there's a single thing.
Because it doesn't make any sense to me that there does, could, but.
There's not, because if there could, every dude would be on it. Every dude would be on it. It doesn't matter. Oh, I'm so big. I don't need. No, shut up. You're doing it too. If there were pills that could work, it would take 30 seconds for the first guy to overdose on one. She's like, how many can we go? I'm going for it.
That's funny.
Yeah. So if and it's the same thing with like, I don't think, they don't have anything for men for that. And we also got screwed if you can't grow, we can't grow hair. There's no way. There's unless you're like a multi-billionaire. If you lose, if you're going bald, there's no fixing that. There's no magic pill.
There's hair implants, but that's probably expensive, right?
Very expensive. Mm. And I don't think it always looks that good.
Oh.
They do, like a lot of times, I think they take hair out of the back of your head. Mm-hmm. They take a big strip out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it on the front of your head where you're losing it. But then if you start losing it in the back or whatever, just you're going to have like a big scar
there.
That
doesn't sound like a good solution.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. That, yeah, just women get all the best stuff when it comes to like the cosmetic treatment enhancing.
But you know it's
boobs,
only fair.
Lips, face. It is only
it's
fair.
It's only fair because men get hotter as they get older, and women don't.
No.
Mm-mm.
And you ladies got an expiration date.
Yeah, and it's not fair. It's not fair. Although I like myself now
it is
more
fair.
Than whenever I was thin.
Hold on. It is fair because we're, you know, guys aren't, you know, we get better as we age. But when women are young and hot, they rule the world. They can have anything they want. People talk about this day and age about privilege and white privilege and rich privilege, this and that. There is no bigger, higher privilege than hot woman privilege.
That's so true.
Anything. They can do anything.
They don't even understand their power. They do not even believe it. I mean, they
smart
understand
ones
it.
Do.
They understand it to a certain extent. And there are a few that really do get it and take full advantage, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, they don't really fully get it. I have positive privilege, honestly. I missed out on the hot privilege and the pretty privilege, but I have positive privilege. I get a lot of like free stuff.
Yeah.
People are giving me things. I get opportunities because I'm positive. It's kind of crazy. It hit me one day. I'm like, wow, other people don't get to do what I do because I'm positive, you know? So I think there's all kinds of privileges, but it's nothing compared to the hot privilege.
No.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
That is everything. Yeah.
They're getting, and they're making, now it's even easier for them with like Instagram. All you have to do is have a pretty smile and a nice butt. And you've
and
got.
And then there's OnlyFans.
Yeah. Then you're getting making
money off of it.
There's these women on there making like $300,000 a month for showing pictures of their feet.
A month.
Oh, my, there's a market out there.
For their feet.
Their feet, just texting them, little pictures here and there. Yeah, I mean, sky's the limit with those women, money-wise.
There's a woman that I watched a couple days ago on TikTok, which I just keep bringing that up because that's my videos, was YouTube more. But anyway.
It's about to get banned.
This woman, I know, this woman has a sugar daddy, and she's very open with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about how he's given her own apartment. He pays all of her bills. She was showing her like really fancy stuff, very expensive purses, Birkin bag or whatever. And she was just being very open about it. Now, it is not how I would ever want to live, you know, and obviously my faith is different, but
right.
But she's very happy in it. She says or thinks, I don't know, but she said they're older guys, you know, and mm-hmm. this one's, you know, much older. And then she said something I thought was very, very interesting. She said, you know, having sex with these older dudes, it's not that bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like the worst thing you want to hear. Yeah, having sex with them is not that bad. Wow. To me, that said everything. I'm like, really? So is it worth the Birkin bag? And yeah,
well, yeah,
it is.
She's
to
got
her.
She's got the
it
Birkin is. Bag right next to her
with a
$30,000 necklace while she's having sex. She's like holding on to that bag with that necklace on. Just have to take this ride for 3 minutes. All right, I got this bag, baby.
Yeah, and that's the way she thinks. I mean, yeah. I hope I never get to that spot where, you know, I value that stuff more than, you know, myself as a person. But I just, I, you know.
I don't.
I
sugar mamas out there, if you're listening. Hey, take me to California, not on a train.
Well, let me tell you, I'm also not getting offers, so people are gonna be like, well, it's easy for you to say you wouldn't do that. I don't have any old men, because I am the old man. No,
I don't care how old you are, how many wrinkles you got, baby, I'm yours.
Now, maybe I'll hire a pool boy, though, whenever I make a lot of money. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I am, because I will be happy with
him. Right.
And I hope that I am remarried at some point. I hope
really?
So. Yeah,
that's
I want to get married.
Sucker's game, Doc.
I want to get married
that's
again.
That's a sucker's game.
Yeah. No. It is good for some people.
No, you're right. It's good for those that stay married.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would like that the second time.
Yeah.
But I'm also much better at picking now, because I'm much more confident. I'm in a better place. Like, I married the guy that was in the same place I was, as far as emotionally and monetarily and all that stuff. You know, he was where I was. And so whenever I outgrew, you know, and started developing and being better and more healthy or whatever, you know, he grew in a different way. But anyway, so yeah, I want somebody that can match me. Good energy.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's been 6 years, but I was with a guy 3.5 years. I thought he was it. And he wasn't. Yeah, he was commitment phobic.
No one's going to be it. You're a zebra.
I have a crush right now. I have a crush, yeah.
On a real person or
yes,
a celebrity?
Yes, a real person.
Okay.
And I call it a crush because, you know, not like we can date. He doesn't live here, but he is like the whole package. He's got it all. And, you know, I don't see him very often. You know, we talk on the phone or whatever, or text sometimes, but not that much. But, yeah, he's my crush.
Well, good luck. I hope the crush works out.
Yeah.
Well, before we get out of here, you brought a notebook of paper here.
Yeah.
You got anything in there? Was there anything you wanted to touch on? Or
no, I just thought I'd bring this in case any notes popped up that I wanted to make sure that I said, you know, because sometimes whenever I'm talking to somebody and then I'll be like, oh, I want to talk about this later.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, I just talked about it. And then I wrote down Charles, so I would never forget Charles' name.
Large Marge and Charles.
Next time I'm in here, I'll be like, oh, I think I've met you before.
You just got to come up with something that'll stick in your brain.
Yeah.
I want Charles in charge.
Charles in charge. You remember that show? Yes.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. So, I mean, I could talk to you all day, but I know you actually have to do other things. But this has been a lot of fun. I love coming here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always fun with you.
We'll do it again. In less time.
In like 3 years.
Well, how long's it been? 2 years?
I don't know.
Year?
Feels like forever. I don't know. Because I did it kind of close for a little bit. Did a few.
Four.
Oh.
Yeah, you were going to start a podcast for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a tough game.
Well, I'm just not a consistent person. I really struggle in that area. So
I do too.
That's the hardest.
This is like the one thing.
That you're consistent at?
Yeah. And then you saw I even dropped off for like 6 months or something like that.
But you needed it, so it's
I
good.
I did. I'm back, baby.
Are we having shots next?
You want a shot?
No. Uh-uh. But that bourbon looks good.
You want a shot of it?
Can I smell it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'll go upstairs and get a shot glass. We can all do a shot.
I do baby shots. I mean, like, not really. That smells pretty good.
It's not bad. It's not cheap stuff. I mean, it's not top shelf, but it's... It's not bad.
Yeah,
Charles
I'm
likes
okay.
it.
I haven't even eaten or anything.
Me neither.
That
That's what makes it so great.
I have so much work to do. I have not done my taxes. That's
all right.
Yeah. So
I'm not
going to
twist your arm.
Thank you. You know, you don't want to waste decent, not bad bourbon.
I wouldn't be wasting it on you.
Ah, thank you. On somebody that's going to have to stay here and sleep anyway, but I might do that next time. So
all right, Dr. Susan Harrison, what would you like to say before we get out of here? You got anything you want to promote? Or I feel like we just rambled about a bunch of nonsense today.
Yeah, it's fine, because my whole thing is I want people to have a better life. I just do. And I don't care if you're gonna work with me or not, I want you to have a better life. So first step is get one. Like, you know, some things you need to be doing to have a better life, you know you need to meet people or get out there or contact an old friend or stop eating, you know, cake only. You know the stuff you should be doing. Do that stuff. Start doing that stuff and have a good life, you know. Stop being scared. Just live.
Just live, baby.
Yeah.
Thanks, Susan. This is fun.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Leave me the fuck alone. Neanderthal, hardest podcast in the world, you stupid ass bitch.